Joining me on the line right now is Rabbi Daniel Bider. We've been talking about lessons from COVID-19. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well. Thank you. I just overheard you saying, I don't know what you were talking about a minute ago. You heard that was the most stupid thing you ever heard. So I hope I'm not going to trump that now by what I'm about to say. But anyway, I thought I was going to...
At least you should give it a bash.
Yeah, sure, indeed. I wanted to introduce something meaningful to the conversation. I want to talk about statistics, corona, long spoons, and the forthcoming festival of Lag BaOmer. I want to try and bring all that together.
Wow, all right, well, good luck with that.
Fascinating 9-minute presentation, with your permission.
Go for it.
Good, okay. So, statistics. My views have moderated about statistics over the years. There was a time when I was very impressed with statistics. For example, I heard something which I thought must be true. I heard many years ago that smoking is a major cause of statistics. That's true. You can't argue with that.
No, I can't argue.
Now, recently, I became a little bit more skeptical about statistics. I remember reading a couple of years ago that Kim Jong-un, the illustrious leader of North Korea, his popularity rating went from 220% to 180%, which means that originally, for every 10 people that you quizzed, 22 of them were massively in favor of him, and that plummeted to the situation whereby if you asked 10 people, only 18 of them were in support of him. So my views about statistics have kind of moderated, and I'm not adding to them as I were. And the internet as well, you know, is a source of lots of spurious news, comments, etc. So when you see statistics on the internet, there's double the reason to be skeptical. But I did see something that I think was very fascinating a couple of weeks ago, something like that. It's about corona, some fascinating statistics about corona, which really are quite eye-opening in the way, in what they reveal about the way we think about the world, other people think about the world, and how there are actually two different ways to look at these issues. Mm. So it's a graphic. I'm going to try and describe it as light as radio, so it's a graphic, but I'm going to do my best. The graphic has three different scenarios. The first one is a COVID sufferer standing next to somebody who's not a COVID sufferer, and the COVID sufferer is not wearing a mask. The person who is not yet ill is wearing a mask, and we're told that in such a case, there's a 70% risk of infection. Right. Meaning that the mask only provides very limited protection to the wearer. Next picture, which is really what today's presentation is all about, is the COVID sufferer is wearing a mask. The person who is healthy, who is not wearing a mask, is confronted with the COVID sufferer. And in that situation, there's only a 5% probability of the disease being transmitted. In other words, the purpose of a mask has got far more to do with preventing other people getting infected by you rather than it saving you from getting infected from somebody else, which is very interesting because a few weeks ago in the early days of the disease, I was looking at something a few minutes ago from March, there was a lot of skepticism in England and France about whether there was any point in wearing masks. They only provide very limited protection. And they kind of missed a trick because some of the Far Eastern countries who are far more into this kind of thing took the view that let's look at society as a whole. There's far greater protection for society if everyone's wearing a mask. And they tuned in much earlier to this principle that forget about whether it protects you or not. It's protecting other people from you. So if everyone's wearing a mask, the world is a much safer place, which is fascinating.
It is.
And it actually reminds me of something which is which I heard many years ago. It exists in our Jewish tradition, and I think it's actually it appears in several cultures. I was trying to find a Jewish source for it, so actually it's a little obscure, the source. It's from a book called Midrash Shoalim. It's Legends of the Fox, written by a medieval rabbi, even possibly pre-medieval, Rabbeinu Barachi is his name. And you may have heard this. It's about a visitor who goes to the world to come, and God's taking him on a tour of heaven and hell. He might be a rabbi, he might be a radio show host, whatever he is, it doesn't really matter. And he's being shown heaven and he's being shown hell. And in hell, he's shown this delicious feast which is being served. Nobody's got any eating utensils. All they have is long spoons strapped to their arm. And they are not really managing to get any of the food in their mouths. These spoons are way longer than the distance from their elbow, from their hand to their face. So they can't really direct any of the delicious food from that buffet into their mouths, and they're making a terrible mess and growing incredibly frustrated about the fact that this food is unavailable to them. Walk next door, exactly the same scenario. walking from hell to heaven. In heaven, what does he see? He's confronted with a scene where everybody's got the same buffet. Everyone there has access to the same buffet and the same long arm, the same long spoons are strapped to their arms. What are they doing? They're feeding each other. Once people have recognized that actually, hey, it's not all about me. It's not all about me feeding me. I can actually just step back a bit and think about other people. All of a sudden, there are a whole lot more possibilities and hell can become heaven. And it's a fascinating look at how society can work. And that's really an amazing lesson which has emerged from Corona, because all of a sudden people can step back and say, wow, hang on a second, if I am wearing a mask to protect other people and if other people are wearing a mask to protect me, that's massive. Something massive has been achieved.
I love that. Sanati.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know how all those things would come together.
Yeah, exactly. The wooden spoon. Yes. The only thing that hasn't come together yet is the festival of Lag BaOmer, which starts tonight.
So we've got until tonight. Okay, bear with me. It's as follows. Right. So there's so much about COVID and about Corona which brings out this idea of thinking beyond yourself, thinking beyond protecting yourself, and thinking more of bringing together, creating a society where people are looking out for each other. For example, this whole idea of lockdown is not to protect most people. Most people, we are told, hopefully reliably, if they got this disease, it would at worst be like a nasty flu. The small minority who need to be hospitalized would survive, and a very small minority, which is obviously a lot of people when you're considering populations, but actually in percentage terms, a very small minority would be affected. So the reason why we are all being locked down and we are all compromising our ability to live life normally is actually for that very small percentage of people who would not survive Corona, which is society for once being very generous to its weakest members, which is massive. The reason why I shouldn't go to synagogue or go shopping and go to a shopping center is because when I'm there, maybe I'll sneeze on a child. I don't normally do that deliberately, but it could happen. If that happened, he will be totally unaffected. He'll be an asymptomatic carrier from what we know about Corona's effect on children. Now, if he goes and sneezes on his mom or dad, they'll also be fine. You know, they're in their 30s, 40s. They'll be fine. But it's about them going to visit their parents who are in their 70s or 80s. That's when the problem starts. So I'm at home. My parents are in a completely different country. Me staying at home is not about me not affecting my parents or parents-in-law. This is all about us limiting activity, curtailing much of what we want to do to protect society's weakest. So same theme really here. We're doing what we're doing, not to protect ourselves. Most of us are not really in danger. This is about protecting society's weakest. And it's an incredible theme which is emerging from this corona era. So masks, the lessons, it's the same lesson twice over. We're wearing masks to protect others, not to protect ourselves, because they don't really work to protect ourselves. We're staying at home, not to protect ourselves. Most of us are going to be fine, even if we've got corona. It's about protecting the small, vulnerable minority. How does this fit into Lag BaOmer? A great question, which I hear you ask.
How does it fit into Lag BaOmer? Now you have just heard me ask.
That's a great question. Thank you. I really heard you ask it then. Yeah. So Lag BaOmer, we are told, is the day on which a terrible plague, this is not the first time there's been a plague, a terrible pandemic afflicted the students of the illustrious Rabbi Akiva. This was around 2,000 years ago. And the reason why this plague affected them is because we're told in Hebrew, Lo nahagu kavod ze beze. They did not respect each other. They didn't treat each other with the amount of respect they deserved. Now, the plague stopped on Lag BaOmer, the festival which we're celebrating today. So it's a source of great celebration that this plague stopped. It's tinged with sadness, obviously, because a lot of people died up to this point, but this was the point at which the plague stopped, which is very important. Now, Lo Nagu Kavod Ze Beze means they weren't looking out for each other, they were only looking at themselves. Now, the understanding is that at some point in the course of this plague, when they twigged and realized, hey, we need to be more respectful of each other, we need to be more respectful of each other, God, so to speak, said, okay, now that you're being more respectful of each other, I will intervene and stop the plague. We can now understand that actually, certainly in the context of Corona, this is far more direct than that. This is not us, as it were, pleasing God because we're being more respectful to each other. Therefore, he intervenes to stop the plague. This is going to the heart of how Corona spreads. If we are more respectful of each other, and if we do take precautions to make sure that the other is not being infected, we don't need some kind of mechanism whereby God says, oh, you're being really good people, I will interview in my divine way to stop this plague. This goes to the heart of what infection is all about. Us wearing masks to protect other people is what is going to stop this plague. It's going to stop this pandemic. It's so direct. It's there. And it opens up a whole lot of other questions, which I think are really important. Like, we spend so much money, so many different parts of the world.
We are unfortunately running out of time. So I know we unfortunately only could get you late. We had a bit of a technical issue, but it is 7:31. Can you consolidate?
Yes.
Please.
Yes, I will consolidate. This opens up a very important question. What if all the money, all the effort we put into protecting ourselves went into benefiting the other? What if, just a question, I'm quite new here, what if all the money that people invest in security in Joburg went towards making the lot of the less well-off better? What would society look like? What if the US Army spent its defense budget on making the world a better place? These are fascinating questions. I've got the numbers. I've got the statistics. We're running out of time. So look forward to seeing you next time. Have a fantastic Lagboma and a very meaningful, wonderful day. And remember to wear that mask, not for you, but for other people. All the best, Howard.